Test 64, section 3, question 9. Here we want to strengthen the argument, so we want to know what's going to help this. And it says, in some jurisdictions, the lawmakers have instituted sentencing guidelines that mandate a penalty for theft that's identical to the one that they have for bribery. So in some places, bribery and theft have the same mandatory penalty. Hence, lawmakers in those jurisdictions evidently consider the harm resulting from theft to be equal to the harm resulting from bribery, so they must think that the harm is equal. Now, here, there's obviously a major assumption, and that assumption is that if the penalty is the same, or the mandatory penalty is the same, then people feel like the harm is the same. So if the consequence is the same, the harm must be the same. And I see that as a little bit of a gap, so I'd kind of look for something that fills that in. So A, in general, lawmakers mandate penalties for crimes that are proportional to the harm that they believe to result from those crimes. Well, that's pretty good. So it would help that argument. It strengthens that assumption that we said. So I'll hold on to it. Then B, in most cases, lawmakers assess the level of harm resulting from an action in determining whether to make it illegal. Well, that's about making it illegal, but it's not about what the penalty for it should be. And then often in response to the unusually great harm resulting from a particular instance of a crime, lawmakers will mandate an increased penalty. The problem here is we don't know that that really applies here. We don't know that there was some situation that caused them to do this. We just know that they have done it. And then in most cases, a victim of theft is harmed no more than the victim of bribery is harmed. Well, that's just saying that that theft isn't worse, but it doesn't say that the harm from theft to be equal, because it could be greater. And then if lawmakers, and the other thing there is it says, in most cases, the victim is harmed. It's not about whether they're harmed. It's about whether the lawmakers consider the harm to be that. So it's not about whether it is. It's about what's happening in the lawmaker's head. And then E, if lawmakers mandate penalties for crimes that are proportional to the harm, though resulting from those crimes, crime in the lawmaker's jurisdictions will effectively be deterred. We don't really have anything that's kind of talking about deterrence. And so therefore, answer choice A is definitely our best one here.